Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. How are you today? And as always, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and welcome to The Zurian Show. Anyway, today, Blog Talk listeners, one, as always, I am very humbled that you are kind enough to allow me to spend some time with you and that you even listen to The Zurian Show. As we speak, we're about 7,000-plus listeners strong, which is impressive. I am definitely impressed and thanked with the fact that you guys are kind enough to come back and listen to the show again and again and again. You know, it would be nice if more of you would actually sign up for Blog Talk, and then I would know who you are, but my counter tells me that you're listening, and I guess that's all that's required. But anyway, I truly would appreciate it if you guys would go ahead and log on to Blog Talk and place your picture, or a picture, it doesn't have to be yours, and you don't have to give much information, but at least then I could see a little bit more of some of the actual listeners that are listening. Anyway, as you may have noticed, lately we've had a couple of shows that are a little bit more controversial than others. Matter of fact, this particular show that we're doing today, we wanted to label the show as mature audience, but I guess because of the content, it was considered to be explicit. So just so that you know, this particular show is labeled explicit. Also, we will take callers if we have any callers, but we would like to get through most of the show before we get to that stage, but you are welcome to call. The number to call in as a guest is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. If you would like to call in because you have any questions or comments that you'd like to have about the show. Anyway, today's show is about bad sex. That's a very interesting topic because what does constitute bad sex? What constitutes good sex? Is it really a physical? You know, is 5 seconds not enough? Is 5 minutes not enough? Is an hour not enough? Is a half hour not enough? You know, I guess it depends on the individual receiving the services gratis. But either way, today we're going to touch on a few subjects. First off, sex. Sex is probably one of the most heated subjects ever known to man. It's also a subject that can move mountains. I mean, empires have been conquered because of sex. You know, great feats have been achieved because of sex. Wars have started because of sex. It is amazing. The love of a good woman, as some people have said, or the love of a good man, what that will do for some people, no matter what your particular preferences are. So this isn't a gender-specific show. This show is for anybody and everybody that wants to listen and finds the topic to be interesting. But either way, sex. Sex is something that's been going on for as long as man has been around. And I guess it started with Adam and Eve. And they say that, you know, a woman was made from the rib of a man. And then from that, when Adam and Eve actually ate the forbidden fruit, the apple, that was when they first... That was when they first supposedly experienced each other's nakedness, and from that, the passion of them seeing each other naked, et cetera, brought on what we call today as sex or copulation, and that interlude. You know, sometimes I wonder if that was good sex the first time they had it, but I don't know. There definitely wasn't a lot of experience back then, since they were the first man and women, and there was nobody to teach them. But then for the most of us go untaught anyway. We believe and see what we see on television, what we see in movies, and what our friends tell us, and then we believe it to be true. As we're going through our younger years, we kind of play around with it, you know, young boys, young girls, sometimes play doctor with each other or with others, and, you know, that's usually our first experimental experience of sex. You know, boys and women first, when they're first born, usually they nurse from their mother, but of course that's not sexual, that's sustenance, and they're receiving milk from their parent. But for some reason, most of us guys just can't get that nipple out of our mouths as we grow older and as we seem to want it more and more. what was the, there was a saying, it said that we spend 9 months of our life trying to get out, and we spend the rest of that time, at least boys, trying to get back in, at least most boys, not all, of course. But it's quite an interesting thing, and sex seems to have a phenomenal amount of power. Recently, I went to a, what was called a Valentine's or Lover's Retreat. That Valentine or Lover's Retreat was basically meant for couples, and it's called the Couples Retreat. And it was basically the theme of it, or the reason for it, is to help couples to experience more than sex, to experience each other, to learn to slow down, to learn to appreciate each other, to spend some time together. And, of course, 99% of that probably also includes, well, not 99%, but a good percentage of that definitely includes sex. It is amazing the amount of importance that we as a people put on those three letters. It is amazing the amount of emphasis that we as a people put on those three letters for just about everything. The way that we dress, the things that we do, the cars that we drive, the clothes that we wear, the makeup, the perfume, all of those different things, the different holidays that focus around it, like Valentine's Day, things along that nature, the things that we supposedly do to show our love or our concern, you know, how we take care of ourselves, how we take care of our bodies, all of those particular things. Now, to me, I believe that sex is more than a physical act. Sex is also an act that happens between your ears. And I truly believe, Blog Talk, that most people don't realize it, but 99% of what goes on in their lives is actually generated by the belief of sex. That sex is the driving force. Sex is the thing that pushes them where they want to go. Now, unfortunately, we find a lot of excuses for sex. Sex is, first off, let me explain that sex is a mental thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's really not a physical thing. Because the best sex ever is between your head. And if you have that true desire, that true feeling, and all of those things in your mind, then the only thing that needs to happen after you've got it in your mind is that, of course, the body has to kind of back it up. So once the body backs it up, you have what we call good sex. And that's another interesting thing. We talk about sex, and we talk about good sex, bad sex, all of the above. Well, what if you've never really had good sex? What if all the time that you've been doing whatever it is that you've been doing, you've been thinking that you've had good sex? So what happens when that one time you have good sex? I mean, there's a lot of people that go through their lives and they experience many things, but you have a lot of people that don't like sex. Well, there was a song out, I can't remember the particular singer, but, you know, he basically made a point. He said that you haven't had good sex till you have him. Well, a lot of men believe that, but is it true? Well, I tend to believe that it's really not true. I believe that sex is something that can be learned, as in how to perform different things well, but I truly believe that the most compelling part of sex is what's in your head. You know, it's like the other day when we were at the retreat, there was a couple of questions that were asked during one of the games that they were playing, and of course this was all fun-loving, innocent-type stuff, but it touched on some really interesting things. They asked the women, you know, if your husband or if your wife was a movie star or a famous person, who would they be? Some of those questions got people in trouble. Why? Because their significant others look nothing like, in any way, those people that their significant other fantasizes about or thinks about. So it was really interesting to see the mind game that plays. You know, one lady that's a little older, she made a comment that, you know, her husband could be Kevin Costner for a day, and that would make her day, but just for a day. You know, and the husband wasn't too keen on it, but it was kind of funny. And, you know, they're a loving couple. They've been together for a number of years. But the concept of it, you know, how much better would a couple's sex be if each one was to fantasize and truly believe that they were somebody else, they were that person of their desire, they were that person that they dream about? You know, would they actually be more open with their presentation and their sex or lovemaking? Or would they be more recluse, not wanting to be embarrassed? Again, like I said, sex is in the mind. You have some men that were like, yeah, well, if I had 5 minutes with Holly Berry, there's a particular comedian. He He's got this thing for Shania Twain. He said if Shania Twain was to come up to him and he had it, and she had a note from his wife telling him that she understood and it was okay, basically she'd just have to get over it because of the fact that, baby, that's Shania Twain. But in his mind, Shania Twain is the number one, all she can be, everything that you ever wanted to be, fantasy. So to him, sex with Shania Twain would be the ultimate, would be awesome, I believe is his word, awesome. It's not Jeff Foxworthy, I can't think of his name, but he's the guy that created Here's Your Sign. But anyway, the whole thing is, what is it that makes sex good? What is it that makes sex bad? Like I said before, what if you've been having sex with your significant other for 20 years, and then all of a sudden you find that he learns a new trick? We're not even going to throw another person in the mix because that's just a little bit too complicated. Well, let's say he learns some new tricks. He takes some classes. He actually puts some thought into this, gets some ways of enhancing his ability, his stayability, his presence, his size, his presentation. And all of a sudden you find out that the sex that you've been having now pales in comparison to the sex that you had for all these years. You know, how are you going to feel about that? Of course, you're grateful that now you're getting a better quality of sex. But would you be mad because now that person that should have, that could have done this years ago finally did it? Are you going to be upset that now you found out that there's a higher level that this person could perform at? It's an interesting question, you know, and not a question that I think many people are ready to answer. Especially as most of us get older, we kind of get a little bit more sedentary. But guys, I think you got to be careful, because get this, if your significant other isn't exactly head over heels about having sex with you anyway, and it's more of a maintenance kind of an agreement than an actual desired kind of agreement, then maybe you need to pump up your game. Why? Because what happens? As we get older, especially for men, the drive kind of goes down. The mind is willing, but the body is not always ready to perform. So what do you need to do? You need to enhance yourself. You need to get better at what you do. And for all of you guys that have those fantasies about about a girl and a girl, I'm going to tell you now, you know, you may have a fantasy about it, but I would keep that one to myself. You want to know why? Because there's no way that you can outperform one of those ladies. All right? And the reason that I say that, guys, is because there's gidgets and gadgets and other things that could easily replace you, and you can only stay up there for a certain amount of time. So for any of you guys that have that little fantasy in your head, drop it, lose it, get rid of it. It's not going to serve you. I always tell people when I do blog talk or when I do anything that we need to make sure that we're not writing a check that our butts can't cash. Or in this case, for a lot of you guys and some of you girls, writing a check that your can't cash. Because if you can't cash it mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, then guess what? You're not going to be able to get that person to rise to the level in which you want them to rise. So, sex and the power of sex. A lot of things about sex is presentation. It's how it's presented. It's what you do. It's how you set up the stage. But also, it's follow-through. You know, one of the number one things that we talk about in business, and I don't want to look at sex as business, but I'm just using it as an example. One of the number one things that we look at is follow-up, is being able to actually deliver on what it is that you've presented. Now, I talked about the fact that it's mental, and a lot of it is mental. But if you set it up to where you achieve or give more than what was originally presented, then guess what? You're a winner. However, most guys probably rank out at about a, I'd say everybody starts off between a 2 and a 10, okay? The fact that you showed up gives you a 1, or at least gives you up to a 2. So if everybody starts out as a 2, then that means, guys, in order for you to be at least, you know, passable, you need to at least be above a 6. Excuse me. You need to be at least, about a 6 or above. So as a 6 and above, then that means there's some work that you got to do. And what does that work entail? That work entails you stepping up to the plate, learning some things, reading some of these women's magazines. Because trust me, these women read up on you. They have a good idea of what you do and don't want. They have a good idea of what you do and don't know. And they have a good idea of what will trip your trigger. You know, in the retreat that we went to not too long ago, the gentleman that was talking, who was very passionate about what he was speaking on, and I actually appreciated it, and I learned quite a bit from him, even though we're not on the sex side, just a part of relationships. He made a good point. He made several good points. But one of the good points that he made was, is that your significant other knows you probably better than you know them. So if your significant other knows you better than you know them, then that means you've got some studying to do. You've got some attention to start paying, and you need to start dotting your I's and cross your T's. Why? Because that's going to show your significant other that you do care. You also need to step up your game. A lot of us are not stepping up our game. We're doing just enough to get by. Okay, this isn't your job. Just enough to get by is not going to get you anything. This is a particular area in which you want the promotion, okay? You want the top rating when you get your evaluation, either biannually or, you know, every 2 years, or not every 2 years, either biannually or annually. And understand that you're being rated every day. And there's more to it, guys. Most of us think that it's dumping the garbage, keeping a roof over somebody's head, keeping food in the refrigerator. All of those things are important, and believe me, I truly am a strong believer. If there is no finance, there is no romance. However, you have to try hard to make sure that you include a lot more romance than you think you than you presently are. Most of us are not producing anywhere near what is sufficient to maintain a balance in our lifestyles, and that's not a quickie and I run to work or a quickie and I go to sleep. That's doing little things. Women are a little bit more mind-wise than we are. Guys are more physical, more facial. Guys see it, they can do it. Women have an enabled thought, not all, but most, have an ability to think of things far ahead of us, where our imaginations don't even come close to wandering. Theirs has been, come back, and taken a second and third trip. So in some cases, we need to do things that are going to help to meet them on their journey. We need to help to do things to spur that particular ride and also make it so that we are part of that initial mind game or mind concept. We need to acquire a little bit more of the ladies or women or significant other in our lives' mind share to where they're thinking about us on a regular basis, and then we need to deliver. Again, for you guys, like I said, that are having problems with your financial stuff, I totally, totally understand. And I understand that that's a hard one to get around. However, for your sanity, for your ability to continue to be a happy person, you need to try to envelop some of these things in there. And you need to constantly put reminders in front of you. You know, put it in your phone. Put it in your phone or on your calendar that you need to say, I love you. If that reminder is going to be something that's going to help you to do this, that's something that's going to help you in the long run. All right, put little notes up, you know, put things up that are going to be in front of you that are going to make you remember certain things. Because, again, sometimes, as one young lady said, men are like waffle squares and women are like syrup. Well, sometimes, guys, we need to make sure that in our waffle squares, as we go to the next thing, there's something that we trip over that's going to remind us, flowers, candies, cards. There's something, and not just when you're in trouble. There's something that needs to remind us, hey, honey, I love you. Hey, let me get a hug. You know, I know some of you guys seem to be a little confused on what's acceptable and what isn't. Understand that everything that you do, as long as you do it, it's acknowledged. Just like if you don't do it, it's acknowledged. You know, the old guy said a long time ago, well, baby, your wife says to the husband, you never tell me that you love me. And the husband said, I said it on our wedding night, and I told you if anything ever changed, you'd be the first one to know. That's not good enough. That's the wrong mindset. That's the wrong belief factor. That's the wrong thing to look at when you're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to step up our game. Ladies, I know it's a little hard, and I know that you pay attention to more than he pays attention to, and I know that you grasp things that he doesn't grasp, and I know that sometimes it's a pain in the butt to remind him. However, here's my question. Do you really love this person? Do you really want this person to be with you for the rest of your life? Then if that is the case, then is it really that bad that you have to remind him? is it really that bad that you have to bring it to his attention that there's certain things that need to be taken care of or that you want certain things? Is it really that bad for you to drop a hint like you want a purse that you'd like to have some other things? And drop a hint that he can understand and drop a hint that he can grasp onto. Again, do you want to be happy or do you want to be popular? Do you want to be happy or do you want to be treated like a child that's only going to get what they deserve? First off, we all deserve great things. We all deserve amazing things. But understand that each of us is different. Each of us sees things differently. Each of us processes information differently, and each of us get different things out of different things, even though we all may be getting the same thing. So with that in mind, who's going to benefit if your man does the right thing? You are, and he will. Why? Because you're going to create a happier and fuller relationship. So does it behoove you to step up your game a little bit? Yes, it does. Does it behoove you to remind him to do the right thing? Yes, it does. And you want to know what else it does, ladies? It gives you an insane bragging right. Your friends, it's kind of like your dress size. You know, the only person that knows your dress size is the person that sold you the dress. So, with that in mind, are you going to buy the wrong size dress and look terrible in it? Or are you going to buy the right size dress and look phenomenal in it? You're going to buy the right size dress. Well, it's the same thing with your relationships. Are you going to set this relationship up so that it's a successful one, or are you going to set it up so it's a bad one? Do you keep a secret to your dressmaker on what size dress you wear? No. And in order for the dressmaker to make you a proper dress, be it a man or a woman, what do they have to do? They have to take measurements. They have to take your breast. They have to take your waist. They have to take your hips. They have to take your arm length. They have to take your leg length. They have to take your inside leg. All of that stuff that they have to do in order to make your dress, like a wedding dress. Well, your relationship is kind of like a wedding dress. You're going to do certain things so that it fits, so that it gives you the effect that you want it to give you. You're not going to set yourself up to fail. You're not going to call up your dressmaker and tell your dressmaker that you wear a 2 knowing you wear a 10. Well, think of your relationship like you would that wedding dress. That wedding dress, you want it to fit you. And if there's any alterations that need to be made, you're going to share that knowledge with the dressmaker. Why are you going to share that knowledge with the dressmaker? Because you want that dress to fit you perfectly. Why? In the case of a wedding, because it's your special day. Well, understand that your wedding is a day. Your life is a series of days. And it's a series of every day in your life. Which is more important? One day, where you walk down an aisle, or every day, where you've actually constructed and built a life? I am 103,000% sure that every day is very important to you. Why? Because every one of those days creates your life, creates your happiness, creates your joy, makes it so that when that man touches you, you freaking shudder just with the fact that somebody that loves you as much as that person, somebody that cares about you as much as that person, somebody that wants and needs and desires you as much as that person does do those things. So, when we talk about sex, let's talk about, again, not just the physical act. Let's talk about the mental act. Let's talk about the caring, the sharing, the oneness. Let's talk about the love, the honesty, the joy that an individual brings to you. And from that, we'll come up with a beautiful thing that has created a life that we all look forward to and the things that we want to have out of our lives so that we can have that oneness. Again, life isn't about any individual day. It's about every day. Every one of your days end up making a life for you, not just one day. Your birthday is just one day out of the year, but every day is your birthday. Think of it that way. Valentine's Day, it's one day out of the year. But every day is Valentine's Day, if you think about it. New Year's, Christmas, your anniversary, all of those are single days on a calendar. However, every day should be treated as if they are those single days. They are days that are going to bring joy, happiness, and love to you. And sex is not just the physical act. The physical act is a small portion of it. If you look at it in a time spectrum, the amount of time that you do or you have physical intercourse is the blink of an eye, considering the amount of time that you spend on Earth. It's a blink in the eye, imagining to how many times that you do other things together, riding a car together, sit in front of each other watching TV or doing other things in your life, you know, talking about your children, talking about your goals, your futures, going to your particular jobs. Again, most people put more energy into doing things that are totally not going to help them than they do into things that are going to help them. And we all need to put more time into the things that we do that are going to help us than things that are going to hurt us. We all need to put more time into things that are going to bring us joy, bring us happiness, and bring us oneness than anything else. Again, Rome wasn't built in a day, neither is your relationship. Sex is a physical act, but it's a physical act that takes place on so many different levels and at so many different mental levels that it's almost unfathomable to try to really put them all together. It's more than a touch. It's more than a word. It's more than an action. It's a series of different events that take place in your life that make you the person that you are. And understand that nobody can read your mind. Nobody knows what you're thinking. Nobody knows what's going on inside your head. Only you know what's going on in your head. Only you know what's going on in your life. Only you know what you're going through. Share that information. If you like a particular thing, if you tell somebody, they can do it again and again and again. If you remind them, then eventually what will happen? After you remind them a certain amount of time, that thing will become a habit. That habit will become something that happens on a regular basis. And once that happens, what do you have? You have joy, you have happiness, you have fulfillment, and you have what you want. It's a give and take, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sharing and caring experience. But in order for it to be a sharing and caring experience, it has to be shared. It has to be nurtured. It has to be cared for. It has to be taken care of. Okay? Just like you brush your teeth, you need to constantly remind people that you love them. You need to constantly remind people that you need love. You need to constantly do it in a positive and upbeat manner so that the person can take it for what it is and doesn't get mixed messages, doesn't get confused not knowing what it is that they're supposed to do or how they're supposed to do it. All right? When you go to your job, do you have clear instructions? Sometimes you don't, but you figure those instructions out, don't you? But you have a path, you have a goal with a relationship. You don't necessarily have a path or a goal that you can see. You can't really tell if you tweaked it left, it's going to go right, or you tweak it right. It's a series of events that have to happen on a regular basis. So, sex, more than intercourse, much more than intercourse. It's a mental game, and it's a mental game that each and every person that's playing it can win if they play it together, if they use it the way that they're supposed to use it, if they cherish it, and look at it as a great opportunity to grow and to become more. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, all I want to say is that the opportunity is up to you. All right? Whether you like toys or you don't like toys, whether it's just a physical thing or it's not a physical thing, whether you decide to invest in the Kama Sutra and kill yourself with some of those routines, or you decide to invest in some other type of information or stimulating devices that may be able to help you. If you don't need those are beautiful. If you need fantasy places, take that trip, take that vacation. Get away from the kids, get away from those other distractions, those woes and flows. Ladies and gentlemen and ladies, please remember too that without any finance, a lot of time there's no romance. Help your man to create that finance. Right? That sacrifice that you make now may give you a lifetime of happiness together where you don't have to worry about those little woes, about those little battles, about those little things that, you know, you'd really rather not worry about when you're on your honeymoon or when you're getting paid. Again, it's up to you. If it's going to be, they say it's up to me. You are that me. That happiness can be yours. Again, I don't know if you're having a level 2 sex or if you're having a level 4 sex or if you're having a level 9 sex. All I know is that if you put your mind into it, you put your body into it, you put your spirit into it, you can achieve that 10 or at least that 9.5. But guys and girls, what you all want to get to is 6 and above. But you have to be willing to do what's necessary to get you there. You have to be willing to also give of yourself so that that other person can give of themselves. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not a 50-50 deal. You need to give 110% all the time because that's the only way that both of you are going to get that 100 that you're looking for. 110% each and every time. And guess what? You guys are going to have a beautiful and wonderful life together. With that said, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and I'd like to thank you as always for listening, and I hope our little talk today on bad sex was something that's going to help you to have great, wonderful, and outstanding sex. what you do behind closed doors is between you and your significant other. Enjoy, have fun, and have a great life. Thank you very much for your time, your patience, and as always, I want to thank you guys for listening to The Zurian Show. Check out our blog, Zurian Show, on Facebook. And also, please sign up for Blog Talk and register for the show. Let us know that you like it and give us your comments. With that, we're going to close. Thank you very much and have a great and fantastic life and day. Take care.